thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim Podcast, Twitter at RTWT Podcast, TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast, and make sure y'all go to YouTube, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel, turn the notification bell on, so that you won't miss any new content that's dropping. Now today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode, and today's episode is titled, I'ma Be Me Regardless, but help me understand. But before we get into today's episode, I have just a few announcements for y'all, with the first announcement being that today is the season finale of season 6. I'm so excited. I'm excited because it's the season finale. Hey, listen, I wanted to wrap this season up so bad because simply I was going through a lot this season, man. This season, and I'm not gonna lie to y'all, this season right here, it felt slow. It felt rushed, like in the middle, kinda around episodes 5 and 6. No, not 5 and 6, 7. 7 through now, it felt very rushed because, you know, when I started off strong. I had about 5 episodes recorded. No, I had 4 episodes recorded by the time the first episode came out. And when the first episode came out, I felt like, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm on it. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? I got my rhythm. I'm ready to go, right? But then, with all of my adjustments and stuff like that started to happen with life, you know, that's when I knew, like, I just saw it. I saw it before it even started. I said, watch my season start slowing down. You know what I'm saying? I already knew that was going to happen. Like, the layoff probably would have went a little longer than it did had people not, like, messaged me and said, you know, why you ain't dropped no content lately, or where you been at, or what's going on with your season. And this is why I thank everybody so much, because, you know, I'm not even big time. Like, I don't have a large following. I'm not on no major network or nothing like that. And for that to be that case, like, for people to be noticing that I'm not posting, that make me feel good, because people know how much I love doing it. And they come in to ask me, it's like, damn, so people really are paying attention. You know, that made me feel so good, man. So good. And then I had a lot of personal conversations with people about certain changes and stuff like that. Like, y'all, I appreciate y'all so much, man. Like, for real. Like, every day I think about this podcast shit, and I just look at everything that I got going on. And I look at the plays. Like, I look at the amount of plays that my episodes be getting in a certain amount of days. I be like, damn. Like, I be loving it, man. I appreciate it so much. But anyway, y'all, I got a few announcements for y'all. So the first announcement is, going forward, on every season finale, I will give a season recap. Okay, much like today, I'm going to give y'all a season 6 recap. And I'm going to tell y'all what my favorite episodes to record were. And I'm going to tell y'all, well, I just kind of told y'all how I felt about the season. You know, I felt like it was going slow. I felt like I rushed it and stuff like that towards the end. But I'm going to just tell y'all what some of my favorite episodes were of the season and why they were my favorite episodes. That's the first announcement. The second announcement is, from now on, Real Talk with Tim Podcast, there will be content for everybody. Let me explain why. Because there will be movie and TV show reviews. And for those movie and TV show reviews, there will be episodes about character breakdowns and stuff like that. I'm going to make my podcast more interesting, not just solely based off of relationships or solely based off of only life. You know what I'm saying? I want to have some fun with my podcast, fun with my platform, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to do interviewing some very interesting people. I'm also, I ain't trying to tell y'all everything. That's why I'm trying to I'm trying to give you just a little bit to look for, because I definitely have some tricks up my sleeve. Definitely. If you look on my Instagram page, you see I just got a wireless microphone, right? A wireless microphone. Go look at my Instagram reel on my page. I'm about to do some real interesting things with this. I have a whole lot of ideas. A whole lot of ideas, and I can't wait for y'all to see the tricks that I got up my sleeve. Oh my God. Y'all gonna say, damn. Okay, yeah, now he going somewhere. But other than that, season 7 starts next week. I was gonna take a week or two off, but I changed my mind because I was like, I already took enough time off, so we're gonna jump straight into the next season. And I know I've been promising y'all video and audio for a long time, and you definitely gonna get that next week. Season 7, episode 1 debuts next week. I'm so excited, man. And another thing. Let me tell y'all. Oh, it's so many changes. Look, let me tell y'all something else, right? So, another thing is, I'm about to change my intro up. Just know that when you listening from episode to episode, just know that there will be a lot of changes going into season 7. And y'all gonna see me on the street. We're talking to people on the mic, like, oh my goodness, man, I can't wait. But let's get down to business. Like I said, today's episode is titled, I'ma Be Me Regardless, but help me understand. Now, this episode is pretty much all about people who have ever had anything to say about any way that I am, anything that I do, anything about Tim. If you had a problem with it, this is my reply. I don't give up. You know the rest. But I also want to understand what's the big deal with these particular things that people have a problem with. So number one, help me understand what's wrong with a guy having three children. Not just three children, but three children with their own mothers. And this has been one of the biggest narratives out there, that any man with multiple baby mamas gotta be fucking one of his baby mamas. Now, that has got to be the biggest lie that I've ever heard in my life. Now, I'm also not saying that after the children, no man has ever smashed his baby mama, or no baby mama has never smashed her baby father. That's probably true. But in my situation right now, I am very cool with all three of my children's mother. They all three have relationships. Two of them are married. So we are very cordial. We speak to each other very well when we talk on the phone. We co-parent very well. We make decisions very well together. So I know my situation. So like, I know that I don't have anything going on. And I know that any relationship that I would be in, that no one's toes will be stepped on. Because with my children's mothers, you know, if as long as nothing is not affecting the children, long as the children not being harmed, they have nothing. There's no problems from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody meeting everybody. It's like, oh, you know, you with this person. Oh, okay, what's your name? Okay, cool. Okay, nice to meet you. Boom. Then you go your separate ways. Like, I have ran across a couple of women in my life. And when I told them that I had three kids, and I told them that they all got their own mothers, I think I told y'all this before on an episode before. Like, once you tell a woman how many kids you got, first of all, that alone might push them away. Tell them how many kids you got. Like, which is still fucked up, because how you gonna judge somebody on how many kids they got? I mean, I understand if you don't want to talk to somebody with a whole bunch of kids, that's fine, because it's a time thing, but you can't judge a person on what they do because they have the amount of kids they have. You know what I'm saying? And I have a bunch of women, not a bunch, a few women have walked away once I told them how many baby mothers I got. But like, if only they knew like, I'm telling you, like, I think the biggest problem is people think that there's always going to be drama. Like, you always going to have a baby mother that might call your phone all the time, want to argue, or not let you see your kids because of your girlfriend and stuff like that. I understand a lot of women been burnt that way, dealt with dudes that was doing that shit, but you know, you got to get better. I don't understand it, but guess what? I'm going to be me regardless, because I don't give a damn no more about no woman walking away from me because of how many kids I got or how many baby mothers I got. I do not give a damn. I'm going to be me regardless. I just want y'all to help me understand what's going on with that. But another thing I need y'all to help me understand is, help me understand what's wrong with being a homebody. What's wrong with being a homebody? Because to my understanding, I thought staying in the house was good. I mean, staying in the house all the time, 24/7, I mean, that's a stretch. But see, me, right, I go to work, I come home, most of the things that I like to do, I can do in the comfort of my own home. I enjoy it. Shit, I'm about to be 37 years old. I've still played a video game. I've been judged because I still play the video game. Guess what? Fuck you, because I'ma still play the video game regardless. I'ma still be me. No woman gonna ever make me feel bad about playing a fucking video game. Video games is part of, hey, what a video games mean to a man, y'all would never understand. Anyway, but let me say this though, as far as being a homebody. Now I get it. Like, you gotta get out here. Gotta live life, get you some fresh air, go out here, enjoy the world, cool. But I'm a person that, like, I want to be smart about things, because right now, the current state of the world, this world is dangerous. It's getting more dangerous, and people are doing more stupid things the more and more and more time go on. Like, they're getting dumber. Like, it's a lot of youngers out here that's not raised properly. The parents didn't raise them. Society raised them. But what's wrong with the society? The society is fucked up. The society is fucked up. So if you're living in a fucked up society that's raising children, so what you think these youngers gonna do? They're gonna do exactly what they out here doing right now. They robbing, they carjacking you. They robbing you for whatever you wearing on your body. They setting you up. It's a whole lot of wild shit going on out here. And that's why when you do go out here, you got to be a part of the right crowd. That's why you hang with the right people. Y'all don't do stupid shit when you go out there. That's why you hang in the right places. Like, I get it. Like, you go out here, you're fearful. I mean, you're not fearing. Like, you don't fear anything. It's like, I'm not afraid to go here. I'm not afraid to do that. It ain't about being afraid. It's about being smart. I'm not going to hang in a fucked up area knowing that it's a fucked up area. And I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. No, I'm not doing that. See, me, when I go out, I like to just, like, go over people's houses and shit. Like, I like to just chill over there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you having a get together. I go over there. I kick it with y'all. Cool, that's fine. But I'm coming back in the house later on. Shit, I don't go to bars like that because I always got a bottle in my freezer. And I do not condone being an alcoholic, I should say. Let me just say that before y'all start calling me an alcoholic. But all jokes aside, if I do want to drink, I go to my freezer. Why go to a bar and spend all these dollars on a fucking cup with salt on the rim and all that other shit? Left and right. Like, why would I do that? I ain't gonna just want one cup. That's the problem. That's the problem. I'm not gonna just want one cup. But I have been in relationships with people who were way more outgoing than me. One of my exes, she was way more outgoing than me. She's always liked to travel. She was always here, always there. It was even an argument at one point because I said, why you always want to be on the scene somewhere? Like, you go on a cruise twice a year. Then you go on here for a football game. I mean, I would love to go with you, but I mean, I'm not always available to travel like everyone else is. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy as fuck. But I have dedicated my life and time, so much of my life, so much of my time to my children, to the point where I have a routine. Work, home, children. It's hard for me to break. And then shit, everything costs money. Everything costs money. Yeah, you could go someplace for free or somebody pay for you or whatever, but I'm sure that it's not hard to travel, but for me, I can't always just put money out for traveling and stuff. I would have to really have it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got different situations going on, different strokes for different folks. I just don't see anything wrong with being a homebody. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm gonna be me regardless. I'm gonna be a homebody regardless of who got a problem with it. Cause you got people out here that say they a homebody, but they really ain't no homebody because they going out, they doing something every damn week, every weekend. If you have a move every weekend, you're not a homebody. A homebody is not somebody that just sit in the house for a few hours and don't go nowhere. If you go somewhere every weekend, but you don't go nowhere during the week, you're not a homebody. A homebody do that shit all day, round the clock. Homebodies still go out. Trust me, I still go out. I don't want y'all to think that I never, ever, 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 ever go out. Or I don't have a problem with going out. You know, I just don't feel like it sometimes. And that has been a problem to a lot of people. Hell, I've been in a relationship with another person who claimed to be a homebody. I'm a homebody, but then she still, you know, wanted to get out. And I'm like, we'll get out eventually. I know that sounds bad, man, but hey, I'm gonna be me regardless. Hopefully it's appreciated down the line. But another thing I want to ask y'all to help me understand. I want y'all to help me understand, when you're in a relationship, a man, me, when I'm in a relationship, let me tell y'all how I am. When I'm in a relationship, or even if I'm not in one, I like a lot of alone time. Let me give y'all an example. If I'm in a relationship with you and we live in a house, if we have a basement, I'm going to be in that basement all the time. You know what I'm going to be doing in that basement? I'm going to either watch a TV, playing a game, chilling, drinking, listen to music, whatever the case may be. I'm going to hold that basement down. That basement will be my man cave. If you come down there, yeah, we can watch TV, whatever, chill, have some us time or whatever. But there will also be a lot of times where I don't want that. Is that a problem? Is that a problem that I prefer that? Because that has been made out to be a problem before. And for the life of me, I can't ever understand that. But see, that's how I always been. I'm a Gemini. And for us, we are known to like a lot of alone time. We just, like, we're sociable. Like, we're good. We're peoples. We're good with people and stuff like that. But we do still have those moments where we isolate for a little bit. Because we ain't always just talking and rambling and running our mouth. We still human too. I believe everybody has this in them to just be quiet for a little bit. You know, don't have much to say. You just want to be to yourself. That's all. But that has been made a problem in the relationship because a lot of women like that time with their significant other. More women than men. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. Like, I just need somebody to help me understand that, because right now I feel like selfishly, I'm going to be me regardless. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. But I do know, this is my problem. I do know when to do kind of relationships, I have to compromise. But it's so hard for me to compromise. I don't know why it's so hard for me to compromise. I think it's because I have a mindset on like, I do whatever I want to do. And I know I have to get out that mindset. But it's so hard though, man. It's so hard for me to do that. Hopefully one day I break that and I get out of that way. But as of right now, selfishly, I'm gonna be me regardless, man. But if you listen to this and if you got something to say on this, Help me understand. Help me understand. But the last thing that I want to touch on before I get up out of here, because I got to continue to keep working on the next season. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. I need somebody to please help me understand what's wrong with taking your time and getting into a relationship. I'm going to tell you why I asked that and why I'm asking you to help me understand. Because I obviously take my time into getting into a relationship. I want to observe the woman. I want to see everything about her. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but because you ain't obviously going to see every single thing about a person, but I want to make sure I see all the things necessary that makes me comfortable enough to be with you. Now, what I don't like is this double standard shit, to where as though it's a woman doing it. It has to be more acceptable, because I don't know if it's because she's a woman or she's been through all this bullshit with these men. Because when a man say it, we got to be the one that's playing games. I've definitely been told I'm playing games because I didn't immediately get with somebody because they were ready to be with me. When a woman is ready, she's ready. She want it. It's her time. She's this. She's that. She want the world handed to her, right? That's fine that you feel that way. But why can't a man say the same thing? Why do a man have to get that he playing games type of attitude, or he gotta have all these hundreds of women just because he don't want to be with you right away? I don't understand that shit. Hopefully y'all can help me understand that shit. Please help me. But guess what? I'm going to be me regardless, because I'm going to continue to take my time. I'm not just going to be with anybody. I'm not just going to bring any woman around my kids. I'm not going to just do what the fuck somebody else want me to do. I'm going to do what Tim want to do. This is my life. I'm in charge of my life. I'm the only person who can make the overall decision in my life. Just because you want something for my life or you want something for me, that don't mean I gotta do it. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that. Help me understand if you hear what I'm saying. Listen, I want to thank everybody who made season 6 possible. I want to thank all of my guests that came on and made season 6 possible. Again, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Real Talk with Tim Podcast, Twitter, RTWT Podcast, TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. And please make sure that y'all don't forget to go to YouTube, search me up, Real Talk with Tim Podcast, like and subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so that you won't miss any new content that's about to drop. Again, thank y'all, I love y'all, and I see y'all next week for season 7.